And we're ready right now to talk with Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson, who will be appearing tonight up at the Malchunk Opera House. Welcome to WDIY. It's good to see you two.
Thank you.
And you've been traveling together for how long as a duo?
About 4 years that we've been working together. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Off and on.
Well, Willie was a solo artist for how many years? A bunch.
A long time,
okay,
my friend.
We'll say a long time. Willie is also a heck of a nice guy, if I might say.
Thank you.
We're in the middle of our fundraising drive here at WDIY, and he's sweetened the deal, so to speak. So to our, how many callers? Is it one or two callers?
I think it's the next two.
The next two callers, he's going to offer his full catalog of CDs to people who call at the sustaining membership level, which is $120, and that has to be put onto your credit card so that we can bill you the $10 per month. You can, of course, pledge more if you like, but at any rate, the full catalog of Willie Porter's material, which you're going to hear in a minute live from our studios, some of it at any rate. Mm-hmm. But he has put out some great stuff over the years, and this is therefore really a bargain at the $120 level. 610-758-8810. So you guys are going to be up in Malchunk. This is not your first visit there, though. You've been there before, correct?
Been several times and really love it, especially coming through in the spring. The Lehigh Valley is so beautiful. So it's a real honor to get to play that beautiful room again.
Yes, it is. It is a really nice, intimate venue. It's wonderful. So concerts there are much different. You know, it's not a basketball hall.
No, it's not, indeed. So we're looking forward to it very much. Hopefully get a run in today as well. I get to run up past the Packer Mansion.
Yeah.
One more time.
The old Steel Baron.
Indeed.
Steel and Lehigh Canal and all kinds of stuff went on back in the 1800s. He had the first air conditioning system in that house.
Did he really?
They put ice in the basement, and then they found a way to blow it through the house, and it came out the vent. So
wow.
We're talking 1800s here for that. Would you folks like to play and give people a little sample of what they can hear tonight and what they'll also get if they call 610-758-8810?
Well played, sir. Yes, we'd love to.
Okay.
This is a new song that we wrote together in a song called Bound for Love. This train won't run on money. This train won't run on blood. This train is bound for glory. This train bound for love. We can remain alone in the doorway, half in the rain, chained to the past. We can complain all that we want to, but this train is rolling fast. All the love of human persistence, all the pain, tears and joy, I can hear her in the distance, feel the wrong doorway, half in the rain, chained to the past. We can complain all that we want to, but this train is rolling past. Across the plains and through the city, from the mountain's highest peak, this train is bound for glory, for all the love in God's dream.
Bound for love.
Bound for love.
Bound
This train won't run on money. This train won't run on blur. This train is bound for glory. Yes, it is. This train is bound for love. This train is bound for love. 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 Bound for love.
Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson here on All Reed Street. Really nice. It's too bad people can't see what you're doing on the guitar, but it comes across sound-wise for sure, but to see it is just remarkable. It's
wow,
very, very fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The name of the song?
That song is called Bound for Love.
And is it on one of your more recent CDs?
It's on a record that's forthcoming, a new album called Human Kindness that will come out in a couple months' time.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that for sure.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Willie, you're from Wisconsin, and Carmen, you're from Iowa?
I'm originally from Iowa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what do you call home right now?
Milwaukee is home,
okay.
I guess. I was always home, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But it's been a while in Milwaukee.
That's great. And you're touring, then. Coming from the Midwest means you can play both coasts.
I know. It's exciting. We played both Portlands recently,
yes,
too.
Oh, really? You went from one to the other. Wow, that's remarkable. And I've never been to Portland, Oregon. I have been to Portland, Maine, and it's just a really wonderful town. And I hear a lot of good things about Oregon as well.
They're both great towns. I think Portland, Oregon is great because when the city planners developed that town, they made the blocks shorter so that there would be more corner businesses downtown.
Smart guys.
It was really great city planning. And of course, Portland, Maine has Becky's Diner, which is nothing finer than Becky's Diner. And so we, not to throw out a gratuitous ad for Becky's,
oh,
but
that's
I'm
okay.
A big
there
fan.
People won't be flocking up there, but I've spent past two vacations we stopped by.
You guys have coffee.
Right.
How do you like it, black?
I love it black. Please, a little black coffee would be just super.
Black coffee.
A little sugar, yeah.
Sugar.
A little bit.
No, but I can sing the song for you.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. This is live radio. This is live radio. When anybody at home likes some coffee.
Come on out.
Coffee. Oh,
look at this.
And it's in a DIY cup as well.
Speaking of WDIY, that is why we're here. Yes, it is. Yeah, that's why we're here. It's our fun drive right now. And Willie, as I mentioned, going into their last song, has generously put up his full catalog to two callers. That means lots of CDs of great music from Willie Porter. And all you have to do is call 610-758-8810 and become a sustaining member, which is at the 120 level. That means $10 per month. And you give your credit card securely, and every month it's withdrawn from your account. And that's the new business model that's being used in public radio, so that people can just subscribe, so to speak, by becoming sustaining members. 610-758-8810. Back to the music and Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson. They're going to be at the Mall Chunk Opera House tonight. This is Have you played there, Carmen, before?
Yes, okay,
yeah, so okay.
Yes.
So both of you have. I know Willie had, and Willie's also played at Godfrey's.
I have played Godfrey's years ago.
And we have a recording of yours. He was at WDIY back in the early days on the Auto Boss program. Acoustic Eclectic was the name of that show.
I do believe I remember that. And you guys actually put out a song on one of your sampler discs.
That's correct.
Membership disc.
Yeah, I'll play that next week. I'll make a point.
Great support from community-based radio.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
For the independent artists. That's a fabulous,
well, what does
fabulous.
Public radio mean to you when you're traveling about looking at your CD sales or looking for gigs, et cetera? What does it mean to you?
Well, more than how it serves me directly as a musician, I like the fact that they serve the community that they're located in. So you hear regional programming. You hear about farmers markets. You hear about things that matter to people. Also, it's a great source of news on the local level. And also, you have great programming that comes in. And I can't speak for what your program base is, but, you know, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, these yes. sorts of services that are great sources of news. But as a musician, it's one of the last bastions of independent thinking and programming that's based on how the program directors that are at those different stations like music or don't like it. They get to select their own program. It's not programmed at a distance, meaning by a computer or somebody in Poughkeepsie who's programming for Ohio.
Exactly, yeah.
So that is really a wonderful thing because it's independent and it maintains its independent voice and I think represents the people of that community more effectively than corporate radio ever could.
I tend to agree, of course, but it helps to hear it from people who travel around and know the lay of the land. We live in a little bubble here, the Lehigh Valley, and WDIY is part of this bubble. We try to make the bubble a little bit bigger and brighter and more welcoming to people and to new ideas and to new music and things. And what you said fits in exactly with that.
Well, thanks. The coffee's kicking in, so I got a little loquacious there. I think you were a little more eloquent.
No. You did, but I think I could not have done as well as you did. Don't worry about that.
Right.
If you will, and I know I can't do as well as you're about to do, but would you like to play another song, please?
I would love to. Yeah, thank you, okay. Jeff. This is a tune from an album of the same name, and it's kind of a hymn for the living, a song called Available Light. See of flowers, chase the sun from morning rise till the day is done. They're drinking it in, yeah, they're open wide, making the most of the event of a light. Galileo, full of dreams and hope, looked up to heaven with his telescope. He found a new way to see what was out of sight, by making the most of the available light. He was making the most of the available light. Every single ray leaves a little trace. There's a blind man smiling, the sun on his face, baby. Honey, what we don't have, we don't need anyway. Overcast skies between lies and truth, and we all blame each other for what we can't see through. But in the back of your mind, I see a flicker of flame. I want to make the most of the light that remains. Honey, what we don't have,
Now the sun is fading on that rusty barn, and the grass is singing on your cotton dress. Bring on the stars, darling, lovers on the night. We're gonna make a mosey available light. I'll make a mosey available light.
Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson will be up at the Mulchunk Opera House tonight, and who are also offering, Willie's offering his full catalog to two callers, 610-758-8810, if you become a sustaining member. That will accrue to you. Beautiful song, again.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Carmen, how did you get your start vocally? I mean, what brought you to the road?
Well, start vocally, my dad sang barbershop.
Okay.
So I heard that around the house all the time. And my grandma taught us all piano, so it was a big thing in the household. And sang in choirs, and then in college, sang in bands, sort of a long route. Lived in L.A. for a few years and came to Milwaukee because my brother and sister lived there. And just got involved in the Milwaukee music scene. And I played with a bass player that played with Willie, so that's how we met.
I was about to ask, how did you two folks get together? And you've been touring now together for how long?
I guess Carm joined my band about 4 years ago, right? And then we started doing duo work about 3 years ago. So 3 years now, and we've got one record under our belt together, and this new band record's coming, and then we've written a whole album of duets that's really fun. That'll be the project that comes after the Human Kindness record. So it's fun. We've really been writing a lot of tunes.
So, I take it you take the musical part of it, and then you're working together on the lyrics. Is that...
Predominantly, but, you know, she's a great musician, too, plays piano and guitar and stuff and bass. And so we've kind of just been acting as each other's advocates, which is great musically to have a foil.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody who also says, hey, maybe you already said that better in this other song, or, you know, why don't you finish that song? Maybe we could play one for him that you actually helped finish.
Well, we wrote one last year here in Mock Junk.
That's right.
And they will be up at Mulchunk. I'll mention that again while Willie is tuning up.
So the CH is silent?
It's Mulchunk. But then there's been pronunciations Mulchunk. And it was originally Jim Thorpe named for
interesting history.
Well, it is. It's named Jim Thorpe now. It was originally called. And it was once a great resort. People escaped New York City and Philadelphia and got away from the heat. Went up into the low mountains of the Poconos, which is, you know, up the Lehigh River from Philadelphia. And
yeah, I think I read it, but one time it had the most millionaires, or there was some statistic
There's every little town in the country's claimed that. Catasauqua's claimed it, too, with their cement mills there. And but you have these mansions kicking around still where, you know, people have converted into apartments and crazy places to heat, I would guess. But
yeah, what was the one that we saw on the way in? Is it the Strayer or the...
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's part of the Steel Barons here in Bethlehem.
You'll
find
beautiful.
Those.
And the church, as you come across the bridge, there's a large church with that sort of rotunda face. That fascia is so beautiful. I mean, the masonry is incredible here. So
yeah. Well, they had a little money to play with. Steel work.
Well, Carm mentioned one we wrote in Mulchunk, but I think we'll play one that she rescued, because I was talking about a song that you rescued.
Yeah, is that the What Became of Us?
Yeah. So we'll play you this one, if that's okay. Do we have time for this?
Yes, you do. While you're tuning, though, I'm going to mention we're in the middle of our spring fun drive here at WDIY, and that means we need support from listeners like you. If you will, please call 610-758-8810. And as I mentioned before, Willie has put up his full catalog to two callers who, if they become sustaining members, that's $120 per year. And just give us a call at 610-758-8810, and that great music can be yours. Let's provide them with some more great music.
Thank you. This one's called The Echo of Love. You called it What's Become of Us, but it's really The Echo of Love. Yeah, yeah.
Skating by myself, staring down through the clear, laying down and waiting for the stars to appear. You seem to want to be everywhere but here. How could so little love hurt so much? Oh, I've been wounded, angry at the slow speed of grace. I screamed in the mirror at my own reflected face. I tried to take credit for my role in this play, but a little run on Broadway is a bust. Oh, I can't explain what became.
$14 flowers in a vase by the door. Dragon gray petals are scattered on the floor. Both walk by not seeing, not hearing anymore. Someone has to bend to pick them up. Maybe I should be the one, yeah, to stand up and say when the dream was broken, I left the pieces where they lay. But my voice has been stolen and my hands feel like clay when silence is all I can offer up. Honey, I can't explain what became. No, I can't explain what became of us. But my hands are tied. I hear the echo of love in the back of my mind.
Took a walk down today to our secret place. Thought I saw the ghost of love. I thought I saw your face. And the long willow branches as they bent in the breeze made my heart feel so full of rust.
If this illusion never lets me go, I'll forgive myself as the sun melts the snow. There is no absolution in the echo of love, just freedom from shadows in the dusk. Honey, I can't explain what became. No, I can't explain what became. What became of us? Oh,
Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson, who will be up at the Mauchunk Opera House tonight, and another original tune from them. And they'll be playing all original tunes. It's what they do.
Maybe one cover.
Oh, a cover. You're going to do a cover. Good. Maybe. I actually love covers. Some people don't. I don't know. I guess because they like the original so much that they just won't give anybody else a break on it.
I like covers too. They're all good. It's all music.
Cool. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you folks could stop by. Thank you for helping out with the fun drive
as
well.
We're so grateful to be here, and we're grateful for all your efforts. And thank you, WDIY.
Well, don't miss them tonight. Again, that's at the Mauchunk Opera House. Willie Porter and Carmen Nickerson. An opening for them will be Dina Hall, one of our volunteer DJs here at WDIY.
She opened for us last year.
And she's also president at Godfrey's. Quite a woman she is.
Very cool.
So it should be a great show. If you folks get a chance, check that out. And if you get a chance, also call us at 610-758-8810. Help us meet our $500 challenge for this program, and as well as if you become sustaining members, you can pick up the full catalog from Willie Porter. 610-758-8810. Again, Willie and Carmen, thanks so much.
It's a great pleasure. Jeff. Thank you.